NHL postseason. I've been hitting this as hard as I possibly can because, as always, the NHL postseason is the best postseason and it's living up to all the hype. Joining us right now is the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Ninth full season with the Lightning. Led Tampa Bay to back-to-back Stanley Cups. Tampa Bay is the second team to win back-to-back Cups in the salary cap era. Fastest coach in NHL history to 400 career wins. Tampa Bay, one of three organizations in the history of the game to win 10 straight playoff series. They await the winner of Carolina, New York in the conference finals. John Cooper is my guest. John, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Great, thanks. Yeah, it's good to have a little bit of a break right now, actually.
I was going to ask you just about that break. The team was back on the ice, and you had a two-day break. How did everybody look and feel to be back on the ice after a little bit of a rest? Did it help?
Well, I think it's going to. You know, it's hard. I've always, you know, my coaching career, you know, fortunate to have some success in the last few years here, but, you know, I've been swept twice, but never been on the good end of a sweep, so this is a little different for us to have this much of a break in the playoffs. But if there was ever a playoff year we needed it, it's this one. And you know, for me to sit back, and you don't want your guys like that much of a layoff, but we're a pretty banged up group right now, so the time's going to help. But there's always that double edged sword to sit here and say, well, you're going to take your guys out of the fight, and no matter what you do in practice, it's never going to replicate what's going on in the intensity of an NHL playoff game. And so you kind of worry about that part. But, you know, for us, like I said, getting back and going through a good little workout today and waiting to see who we're playing is better than sitting on the sidelines and not having anybody to play, you know, for the rest of the summer. So we'll take it.
John Cooper joining us. I would imagine, John, as head coach, that might concern you. But then again, when you've got as many guys in your room that have been through it already, that's got to help too. As an example, Alex Killorn said, quote, and I mentioned you guys have won 10 straight series. He said, quote, 12 sounds better, right? And I bring that up because the team has been attacking the playoffs and attacking each series like they've never won anything before. At least that's how it looks to me. How would you explain a team with guys who have won multiple cups having in that attitude and mindset of having not won anything before?
Yeah, it's impressive with this group. And I think, you know, you look at teams and championships and, you know, especially in hockey, Pittsburgh did it. You know, about 15 years ago, won back-to-backs, but it really hasn't happened, especially three since the early 80s with the Islanders, that special group they had. And I think sometimes it's probably human nature. It's so hard just to win one cup, which we found out because we've knocked on the door forever and then finally won in 2020. You know, to come back because it's, you know, human nature says, oh, it's easy just to say, okay, well, our name's on the cup. And, you know, if we don't push through this last one here, we did it last year and we'll come back again. And I look at, you know, Chicago in the early, you know, like a decade ago, they won three cups, but they never won them back-to-back. And L.A. won two, but didn't do it back-to-back. And it's hard. And I think there's a mental aspect to it that with our group, and it's not to say other groups haven't tried. I don't want anybody to ever say that because everybody's always trying to win a cup. But they've kind of latched on to this, you know, how long is this team going to be together? Like, how long is our window? And not, you know, having to wait for our window to open. And now, you know, if there's, you know, our group's getting older, not letting this slide because we're not going to be able to turn back time. And this, you know, our veteran leadership group has really instilled that, whether it's to, you know, the Perrys and Belmars that came in start of the year, to the Hagels and Pauls that came in at the trade deadline. There's everybody's pulling in the right direction, but for this one common goal. And I got to give those, you know, it's all the players. I got to give them credit. They've really have a really good mindset going into, you know, these last couple of years.
We're talking to John Cooper. It seems to me, I get that, John, but it seems to me also there is a culture, there's a mindset and an individual mindset, but then a collective culture. As an example, Panthers coach Andrew Brunet talked about how you guys just know how to win. And then he points out that Steven Stamkos was out there blocking shots and willing everybody to win. Stamkos has said that he and other guys are motivated to win for their new teammates who have not won a Stanley Cup yet. So, like, how would you describe that culture and that commitment and the tone that the leaders set for everybody else?
Yeah, and it doesn't happen overnight. And I guess that's probably the thing I want people to understand. Like, we look, you know, we when we first came on board our group, and then we had the young core, and we went to the finals in 2015, it was kind of out of nowhere. And we had all these young guys from the American League. We'd won all one together. And, you know, in the end, in 2015, I always say this, I think Chicago kind of just outproed us in the end. And so it was a learning experience. And then we go to the conference final in 2016, losing game seven. 2018, conference final, losing game seven. 2019, we have the all-world team and 62 wins and all that stuff and get swept. I mean, there's a lot of heartache that goes into there. And you're like, wow, are we doing the right thing? And we just believed in it. And I think it was, a huge part was, you know, management. Everybody, we're all collectively in this together. We kept the team. We kept the group together. But I do believe a lot of the culture and the things we instilled, if we kept knocking at the door, it was going to pay off. And, you know, fortunately for us, it did. And, but it was sticking to what we had and not blowing up what potentially could have been with a knee-jerk reaction and to change our team. And so we're paying the dividends now, but it does, you're right. There was a lot of what we instilled early is paying off today.
We're having another great conversation with John Cooper, as we always do. So, John, I had NHL great Ken Danico on the show yesterday. We were talking about Scott Niedermeyer and what made him special. I bring that up because Corey Perry was asked recently if Nikita Kucherov reminds him of anybody, and he said the closest he could think of was Niedermeyer, which is elite company. In your opinion, what sets Kucherov apart from everybody else in your book? For instance, is it physical talent, or maybe is it IQ and vision?
Well, it's to be that great, you have to have it all. And so I think there's players that have probably had talent like Cooch that haven't had the success because they don't have the drive, or they don't put in that extra time. And the reason you are talked about in such elite, because you've been able to figure out every part of the game, what works for you, what works against you, how you can, because he's not the biggest guy on the ice. As a matter of fact, he's probably one of the smaller players, but he plays big. And I mean by that, he can go into a corner battle. And I'm a big believer in the game, you know, 50-50 pucks. If you can win your 50-50 battles and you have a team that wins those, you have a really good chance. And guys, it's like the skill guys. Well, can they win those? And sometimes you're not going to go in there and win that puck by bowling somebody over. You have to outthink the guy. And that's what Cooch can do. And he's just gifted in his ability to know exactly where everybody is before they know where. He sees plays happen before they're going to happen. And you know, you look at that goal he scored the other night in game two with the assist he set up. He knew exactly how that whole thing was going to play out. And even Ross Colton made the comment, when I saw it was 86 that was down there to make that pass, I knew I was getting it. And I don't know if you say that about every single player in our team or in the league, including guys on our team. And that's just, he's effortless in how he plays, very much like Niedermeyer was. But he thinks it, but he backs it up with the way he competes on the ice. And it may not look like he's like skating as hard as he can. You know, I don't judge that on compete. It's like when you're in those battles, are you competing? And he does. And then he's got all that extra talent that just pushes him over the top. He's a special player.
So interesting, John. Like, for instance, if he sees things that other guys can't see, is that something you can learn? Is that something you can teach? Is that something you can coach? Or are you just lucky and blessed to have that ability and you're wired that way?
I would love to sit here and say, as the head coach of the team, that yes, you can coach it, but I don't think you can. I think there's a reason guys are elite like that. It's because they see it. It's the Gretzky's of the world. It's those guys. That's why they're who they are. Can you help put guys in situations? Can we help replicate, okay, this happens, but you still have to execute it. I'm not the one out there executing. It's the player that has to do it. And some guys just do it more often than others, and that's where Cooch is.
Talking to John Cooper for another moment or so. So I want to ask you really quickly about Corey Perry. You and I spoke about him earlier this season and what he means to the team. You won game one against Florida, and you knew they'd be coming out hot in game two looking to make a statement. But early in that game, Perry delivered a huge blow to a Panthers defenseman. What message did that send to everybody else, and what has he meant to the team in this playoff run?
Well, there's always something about the players that have been around the block a little bit, and you know, Corey won a Stanley Cup early in his career, and you know, he's known as a guy that scored 50 and and can put the puck in the net and can play in the power play. But he has changed his game to, as his career's gone on, understanding, hey, I'm not going to play the big minutes all the time, but how can I make myself valuable? Is it being physical? Is it being a pest? Is it putting the puck in the net when asked for? Is it taking a hit to make a play? Those are all the things that Perry has done with us, and then carried that on with, like, when you're that guy in the room, you work the way he does, and then you go out and do it. Like, it just, you know, the young guys have no choice but to follow. And he's just been an exemplary leader and gamer for us. And there's a reason he's this, you know, he's one series win away from going to three straight cup finals with three different teams. Like, I don't think it's a mistake or coincidence that that happens. You know what happens to guys that have the pedigree of Perry, and he just keeps doing it.
He is the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And by the way, John, you keep doing it too. 9 full seasons with the Lightning. Tampa Bay has gone back-to-back with the Stanley Cup, and they are, again, the second team to win back-to-back cups in the salary cup era. Get a little bit of time off, wait for the next round. John, I appreciate you. I appreciate the conversation. It is always great to have you on the show, John. Thanks so much for making time.
Appreciate it, Romy. Talk soon.
You too, John. Really appreciate you. One of my favorites. I don't play favorites. That's one of my favorites.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. I love that conversation every single time.